Great special going on in the month of February. They like to call it the Hot Winter Romance Special. 30 to 45% off. The biggest savings they've had on any special. They've slashed rates for evening and weekends. You can drive around in style on a sedan, SUV, limo trips for the entire month of February. Romance isn't limited for just one day in February, although they have plenty of availability for Valentine's Day. Make sure and make the call today to Best Transportation, 314-989-1500, or go to besttransportation.com.
Did you know that computers, phones, or tablets can strain your eyes? Think about getting a yearly eye exam. Find an eye doctor at thinkaboutyoureyes.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues.
Tempted to sing, but we can't sing or talk here.
But I'm not afraid. This rover.
I want to tell you, this show is a runaway beer truck careening downhill out of control. Cannot be stopped, will not be stopped.
You got that right.
If I never
you got it, Mike.
Mike.
Endorse you.
Got a handle.
Oh.
Got a handle on the runaway train that he's the engineer of.
I always thought it was Mark, and I went by his office the other day, and I said, "Hi, Mark." And he said, "Mark, it's Mike."
See, I told you.
Oh, yeah.
All this time you've been wrong.
Oh.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. I don't know. I don't even know where to start. I tried to read Woody Allen's statement, and it's just, it goes on and on and on about how innocent he is and how wrong he is. You know, it wouldn't, what hurts Woody is his looks.
Well, yeah.
I'm sorry,
personality.
Woody, but you look like a little perverted weasel. You look like somebody that if you saw
on her face and she just peeks over.
Lose the black hat. Stop looking over your dark. You want to see? Take the glasses off. She's so out there. She's crazy.
She's like 80 years old.
Yeah, you know what? She's a chick who was smart enough to marry a very rich, famous guy. That's it. That's all she's ever done that I know of that's of any acclaim. And before somebody writes or calls and says, well, she also gave a lot of money. It was his money, okay? I'm pretty sure.
And I wanted to know where Julian was.
That was Sean next to her. But Julian, though, was his son by Cynthia, his first wife.
Right, but he was the one that Paul wrote Hey Jude about. I mean, you would have thought he would have been
You know
there.
What? We don't know the drama in these families. We don't know who
Drama in the band, because I think Yoko stirred a whole bunch of crap up with the band.
Initially, they got over that. But the drama currently within these families, we could never even begin to imagine when you got that much money involved. But, you know, that Paul McCartney, he still looks like Paul McCartney.
He's
older, obviously, and he's got some lines and wrinkles. But, man, he can still bounce and jump around. And most of the stuff he does, he still sounds kind of the same.
We were trying to wonder if... If Ringo and Paul are friends at all. It was hard to tell.
My guess is no.
Yeah, I that's what I was thinking, no, too.
I think it was almost they had to cave in at 50 years. They had to. And I'm sure there's money in it. I don't think they hate each other.
I think they're kind of cordial now to each other.
Yeah,
that's about it.
Let's be real here. There's no comparison in the talent of Ringo Starr and Paul McCartney.
Right.
No.
But by most drummers' accounts, Ringo Starr is not even a great drummer.
And
he's
Ringo
an okay
needs,
drummer.
Ringo needs to sing from behind the drum kit. He does not look comfortable.
No, he looks awkward.
He just sways.
He looks like somebody's dad at a wedding trying to dance.
Yeah, he bounces around.
After all this time, you would get some stage presence.
No, your drunk uncle trying to get up at a wedding and dance around. That's what Ringo looks like. And look, it's hard to criticize any of these people. They have gazillions of dollars, and obviously they did real well. But I like what Paul said. I didn't particularly care that they had David Letterman interviewing them, and I know what that's about. It's the Ed Sullivan Theater. Okay,
right.
I get that. But I like what Paul said about luck, and this makes him a realist to me. He said, you know, that things just happened at the right time with the right people coming together. And a lot of times that is true. It's just, it's timing. Two kids are at the same school. They meet each other, and drummer drops out. They get this other guy they've heard about, Ringo, and it all worked out. It more than worked out. But this Yoko, I wish I'd counted how many times they put the camera on her. And then I'd love to know, too, the real behind-the-scenes stories, like whether or not she threw some kind of hissy fit because they didn't bring her up on stage. You weren't a Beatle, okay? You weren't a Beatle. Now, what I'd love to have seen, you mentioned Julian. I said this before.
Oh,
because he's a musician, and so is Harrison's kid.
Danny Harrison.
Yeah,
he was up there.
I think if Danny Harrison and Julian Lennon had been on stage with the two other dads, that would have been fantastic.
Oh, I think it would have been awesome.
Now you have Harrison, Lennon, McCartney, Starr mm-hmm. on stage together. And why somebody couldn't make that happen is beyond me. I don't know. Maybe one of the kids wouldn't do it. We don't know. We don't know what kind of animosity there is, what kind of hard feelings there are. Because, you know, when you have two guys who are the real stars, Lennon and McCartney, I'm sure that in Lennon's case, his estate, and in McCartney's case, his bank account, are much fatter than Harrison's and Starr's. And maybe there's some resentment there, but there shouldn't be. They're the writers. They're the songwriters. They're the ones who wrote all this great stuff. And that was the other thing. I started listening to some of the songs. I told my wife, I said, now listen to this Hey Jude, okay? It doesn't make any sense. And unless you know, even if you know it was written for Julian Lennon, Jude, Julian, whatever, it still doesn't make a lot of sense. And they even said one time that, which song was it that they wrote and they were so wiped out on LSD?
I Am the Walrus, maybe?
Well, that Yellow Submarine, we all live in a Yellow Submarine. Yeah. What the heck? We all live in a Yellow Submarine. Yellow Submarine. Well, you know, it's pretty much a few lyrics over and over and over again. When I was born. I mean, it's just stupid. But wow. I thought it was good. Somebody had told me they were going to broadcast the entire Ed Sullivan show.
I thought they were going to do that, too.
Which I would like to have seen, because then you get the whole in context. Now, what I did like about it was the interviews with the old guys who are still around who worked on the Sullivan show.
Yes.
That was funny.
With the arrows and stuff. And
yes. Then
Ed came in and took the Beatle. They already know who they are.
The set director. one of the guys who was production man. I mean, that was fun to listen to those guys, because you can only imagine what it was like for them. The fact that they couldn't even hear the director's instructions through their headphones, the screaming was so. And I also like the fact that they went back and found some of those chicks in the audience. That was fun, that they had in that black and white footage. But other than that, we've all seen them getting off the plane about 1,000 times. I've seen that footage. How much more of that can you see? I didn't like some of the cover numbers. I thought some of the people should not have been doing the songs they did.
Annie Lennox. I didn't like that one.
I did like that one. She can sing.
You did. I like Annie Lennox, but I didn't like that song.
I don't think Katy Perry should have done Yesterday unless she wants to do it topless. If she do it topless.
Well, yeah.
I agree, and I love Katy Perry.
Yeah. And I do, too, and I just don't think she should have done it. And Brad Paisley, if anybody looked out of place singing the Beatles song, it's Brad Paisley, that cowboy.
But you know who sounded great was Maroon 5, Adam Levine. I thought they sounded really well.
No, he did a really good job, and it kills me to say that because I don't like Adam Levine. But my wife loves him, and he did a great job last night. So if you missed it, we'll stop talking about it because I know you don't want to hear about it. Now, we're going to get to the Burke segment. I have a I don't know at this point if it's a warning. It may be too late. I know that there are thousands of you who are listening who have boats at Lake of the Ozarks. If you didn't aerate your cove, if you're in the back of a cove, or some people call them bubblers, if you didn't put it in, or even if you're on a hoist, you may be in for some real surprises this spring when you get back, because there's a lot of frozen water in those coves. And my son sent me some video today. And he called and I talked to him. So just warning, if it's not too late, you folks that have boats at the lake, you better get somebody there to check on your boat and make sure it's not completely frozen. You do not want a boat sitting in solid ice, frozen in. It'll destroy the hull because the ice expands and cracks the hull of the boat. What do we have for the Burke segment?
I have something.
I do too. So go ahead, Pia.
With something, here's Pia. Something in the way. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
I have a movie review.
All right, I'm ready.
We went and saw Monuments Men on
Friday
night.
Before you say anything, let me give you what I think, and I'll hear what you say. I think it was probably disappointing for you. Go ahead.
Yes, it was just okay. It was weird how they did the movie. I mean, and I don't know if people. Joe Hipperson reviewed it on Friday, and he didn't like it either.
Is this the George Clooney one?
Yes.
Okay.
John Goodman, George Clooney, yeah. Matt Damon,
and
Bill Murray.
I think he had some higher expectations of it. With Bill Murray and Stripes and certain other movies. Saving Private Ryan, but with this movie there is no fighting because this group of people was not meant to go fight anybody. They were just trying to retrieve artwork. But the way they did the movie, like the first half of the movie, it was like a bunch of the group got together and then they all kind of separated, so it was like all these short vignettes, like 3-4 minutes of seeing Bill Murray and Ablin?
Is he the British guy?
No, he's the short guy with the glasses.
I don't know him.
Let me see what his name is here. Bob Balaban.
Okay.
But they're somewhere, so they go see them for a couple minutes, then they go see John Goodman and whoever he was partnered with at the time for a couple minutes. So it was just odd the way the movie and the way it wraps up and everything. Matt Damon was with Cate Blanchett most of the movie. So it wasn't like really an ensemble movie because they were mostly separated throughout the entire thing.
One of the ways you can tell it's not a great movie is these guys, either together or separately, have been on every show they could be on to promote this movie. The View, The Talk, all the late night shows, all that other chit-chat stuff. And whenever you see that, you can just pretty well figure, they're really trying to give this thing a push. Because if it were that great, they wouldn't have to do that. And I know there's an obligation contractually to do it, but it almost seems like they've asked them to go above and beyond to help push this thing.
And this is a true story. And the character, that Dimitri Leonidas, who plays Sam Epstein, there's actually a documentary out about him. He's the lone survivor of this group. And I'd rather see that. Yeah. I bet that's probably better than this movie. Well, so it was disappointing.
Your review
with
is
this
exactly
cast.
Why I didn't go see it, because that's what I thought.
Yeah. So I'd love to hear anybody else's take, but no, that was it.
All right, Dan, what do you have? Dan Strauss, everybody. He's our producer. He's not a very good one, but let's hear it.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. I was talking to my mom the other day.
That's a good one.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. Thanks. Talks to his mom.
Thanks.
Good stories. Good story.
Mama's boy.
When it was when it snowed, she hit a patch of ice.
Weather outside could be frightful, but that snow is so delightful.
No, it's
fire.
Frightful.
Fire is so delightful.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. That's right. Yeah, fire. Sorry. Go ahead. I thought I had something there, but go ahead. Sorry.
So there was a bus coming at her she lives out in Bourbon.
She lives on Bourbon. She's an alcoholic.
I know. In Bourbon, Missouri.
Oh, in
she
Bourbon.
She was in Bourbon, Missouri.
Okay. Okay.
So it was a kind of a skinny road, and there was a bus coming, and the bus started kind of to slide, and my mom kind of moved over and ended up going off into a ditch.
Oh.
Almost rolled the truck. So she gets out. One of the neighbors is behind her. She ends up getting home, and she calls this guy to get her truck out of the ditch.
It was a skinny road.
It was a skinny road.
Dan, I have to stop you because I've been inspired by something. If I don't do it now, I'll lose it. I'm writing a song as you speak.
Okay.
On Skinny Lane, there was a bus that went off on the ice.
That's all I have.
Oh, good.
Skinny Lane, I'm calling it.
That's good. Thanks. Skinny Lane, good.
Thank you so much. Go ahead, Dan.
So it turns out that this guy, she ends up talking to this guy that ended up coming over with his towing company and pulling her out, and he's a huge AM and the PM fan.
Well, good for him.
Yeah, yeah, so his name's Robert Bach. I just wanted to say hi to Robert
Bach. Now,
did
you learn that because your mom yelled, "You better help me, my son's Dan Strauss."
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, she did.
Yeah. You know who I am?
Get that.
Dan's
get
mom.
Get my truck out of there. And then... And then we leave on our trip Saturday.
What? I forgot about that.
Can't be soon enough.
Thanks for reminding me.
We leave on our trip over the last, like, Wednesday or Thursday. I guess it was Thursday. Thursday. No, maybe it was Friday. I don't remember when it was. I don't remember when it was. Last week, I broke my toe.
Yeah.
I walked into, there's an island in the kitchen. I turned around and just walked right into the corner. And broke my toe. So now I have my toes taped together. I looked at them last night. Now all my toes, except my big toe, are all black and blue. And it's black and blue up into my foot a little bit. So,
well, you know what? You'll get some sympathy on the trip from people.
Yeah. I probably
play
will.
Play it up. Get some crutches and play it up.
And I have this little shoe. It's like a with an open-toed
Is it called
thing.
What they call the Ed Sullivan shoe? A
yes.
Really, really big shoe?
It's a really big shoe. With yes. Thank you. And then the guy from Mizzou, the Mizzou football player, that came out and said he was gay.
Yep. Yeah.
And admitted that he was gay. I can't imagine. I was reading some things on online, and some NFL players came out and said, "We support you. We support. We will support you." And some of the owners said, "We're not ready for a gay football player or a gay person in the
now,
league."
Who said openly. That?
Some of the owners came out, and they said anonymous owners would say that we're not ready. Some of the anonymous Cowards. Owners. I can't imagine some of the players, all of the players, being okay with this, with having a guy in the locker room.
All right, before anybody emails you and says that you're a gay hater,
I'm
or
not.
This is hate speech, let me just step in and support you, because I agree with you. And
oh, I would almost go out on a limb that probably 50% or more of football players are, you know...
Uncomfortable.
Oh, sure.
All right, Dan, you explain why, then I'll explain why I think it is. Maybe we agree.
That they will be uncomfortable... getting undressed and taking showers and all of that stuff and thinking, oh, my God, he's looking at me and he's checking me out and all this other stuff. That's I just think a lot of the players, some of the players came out and said they're fine with it, and they probably are. But I think the majority of the players will have a problem with it. And, right. And I think that in hockey, I think that in baseball, I think that in all the sports.
Here's the real hard truth, whether you like it or not. The ones who said they're fine with it, half of them actually are. The other half said it because they think it's the thing to say. It's politically correct to say it. And here's, I'll try to put this in simple terms for people who don't seem to get it. A gay man is sexually attracted to men. That's what gay means, okay? They have sex with men, and they get erections from men that are attractive, just like we do from women. So, to me, and I'm not saying a guy should or shouldn't play football. I don't hate the guy, and I don't hate gay people, but here's a biological fact of life that some people just don't want to deal with, and it applies to the Army or to sports or anything else. His undressing and being nude in the shower with you as another player is, in many ways, exactly the same as putting a guy in the showers with a bunch of naked women.
Yeah.
Because if you put me in the showers with nude, athletic women, I may or might not get aroused depending on what they look like, but boy, there sure is the opportunity there for me to go, yeah, when I see. It's the same thing. And I know this because I have somebody that is, I got to be careful because I'll hurt people who don't know, but I know about the gay thing, okay? And I've talked to this person at great length about it. And one of the things he said to me was, he said, my trying to act normal or to ignore my hormonal tendencies and my natural inclinations would be no different than you trying all of a sudden to flip a switch. And if Katy Perry walked by without a top on, you just act like, it's just another person walking by. It's impossible. So what you're doing is you're putting a guy in a locker room who's sexually attracted to the very people he's in the shower with. That's it. It's that simple. And that, it's not, look, when somebody says they'd be uncomfortable with it, it doesn't make them a bad person. It doesn't make them hate anybody. It just means they're telling the truth.
No, and he's done this with the players now. I mean, he's on a team now, and he's in college now, and he's in the locker room with the players now. And I just wonder if they, I don't know that they knew about all of this. He just came out.
They're not going to let me shower with Anna Kournikova.
No.
Okay? Same thing. Same thing. Now you can say, well, you know, there are lesbians in golf and tennis. Yeah, there are. But maybe women aren't as uncomfortable. And they're not, by the way. Women aren't as uncomfortable with the idea of showering with a woman who's a lesbian as men are with a guy who's gay. Now, don't ask me the difference, but there is a difference.
I think so, too.
There is. Yeah. They're more comfortable with it. And I don't know the answer to that. And of course, somebody's response to what Dan just said would be, well, that's ridiculous. They act like, that everybody on the team he's going to try to hit on. No, we didn't say that. It's like I wouldn't hit on every woman that I saw nude. They might not all appeal to me, but there might be that one or two. I go,
I just think that a lot of people, a lot of the players will be uncomfortable with it. And it could be worse for him in the long run, once he goes into the NFL.
If somebody wants to argue with this with us about this, they can. But let me say this real quickly. Could you, if you're a 20-something year old guy, and that's what we're talking about here, really sexually active and fired up hormonally? If you were in the shower with Anna Kournikova, name me some other athletic women. Now, Maria Sharapova. I don't want them to all be Povas. Yeah. Lindsey Vonn.
Danica Patrick.
Okay, and they're all showering and I'm showering. And now comes time for me to soap up and put a little soap on Mr. Happy. It is almost, I think, impossible not to have something happen. That's just a reality. And what I'm looking at is what he's looking at when he sees men who he thinks are attractive. That's what gay is. It's the same attraction reversed. So I get it if somebody said they're uncomfortable. People in this country have decided to mistake logic and truth and fact for hate. Anything you say they don't agree with, well, you're racist.
Yeah.
Or you hate gays. No.
And I actually have gay friends, and I've talked with gay friends about different things like that, but I don't shower with them, and I don't, and I'm not.
And I've actually heard them say that, well, you know, you act like you think everybody we see we're attracted to. No, everybody you see isn't in the shower with you. This is a whole different thing we're talking about.
Yeah.
We're talking about showering together. I don't know.
That's the first thing I thought of when he came out and said that, and they were talking about that. I thought, wow, I wonder how everyone feels in the locker room, his other teammates and the teammates that'll hit up in the NFL.
Well, now let me ask you this. Now that it's out, if he makes it into the NFL, are they going to be allowed to make jokes? Like if a guy drops the soap, the other one goes, don't get it! Don't pick up the soap!
Oh, man, yeah.
Sam's
I don't know.
In here. Are they going to be able to do that?
I don't know.
What's his name?
His last name, Sam, right?
Michael Sam.
Michael Sam.
Yeah, and Colin reminded me, he did come out before the year started to all of his teammates. So all his teammates knew it.
Oh, they knew ahead of time?
They were all supportive and everything.
Okay.
So. And were they supportive because they knew they needed to be?
Well, it's hard to say.
To not look homophobic, or were they really sincerely supportive?
You wouldn't know.
No, you don't know.
Yeah.
No, you don't know. All right, we got to take a break. I see that somebody who, I know what I have to do. Associated Physicians Group. Hey, there's another seminar coming up February 18th. I will get you information on it this week since it takes place next week. It's another alternative to knee replacement seminar. All the information will be on their website, which is apgpain.com. I would urge you to go to this website if you're any of the people I'm about to describe. Well, first of all, let's if you have pain. Now, if you don't have any pain, nothing hurts, take a break for a minute while I talk about this. That's very, very few people, especially if you're 30, 40 or more. Something hurts. Neck, back, shoulder, knee. The knee thing is a huge category with people 40 plus. Sometimes because they were athletic and overdid it. Sometimes just genetics, I guess, or maybe they didn't do enough. Maybe they weren't active enough. You can be too active. You can be active and not active enough. I fall in category B, by the way, not active enough. Now, so far, I've been lucky. My knees are okay. I don't need therapy, and I don't need knee replacement, and I don't know why. Maybe just, again, good genes or lucky, but lots of people do, and there is an alternative, and it has an 87% track record. So go to the website, and of course, there's more to APG than just the alternative to knee replacement. They're in the physical therapy and pain management business for all kinds of problems. But again, I would encourage you to go to their website to find out more about what they do, how to get in touch with them, and how this whole thing works. APG, like All Pain Gone, Associated Physicians Group, these people have a tremendous reputation. Physical therapy, pain management, O'Fallon, Swansea, and Edwardsville, Illinois. And the alternative to knee replacement program is also available in Creve Coeur behind Bristol. APGPain.com.
Meep, meep.
Now it's time to look at the roads and see how things are rolling along. Here's Tim Weiland.
It does look like they've cleared that accident on southbound 55 at 141. The two left lanes were closed. Now everything's opened up. You're still backed up to Merrimack Bottom as you come across towards the Merrimack River and 141. We also have some road construction blocking the right lane on westbound 44 before Memorial. And this traffic report is brought to you by Firestone Tires. If your tires aren't working as hard as you do, they're not working hard enough. Firestone Tires offer power and durability that keeps up with your whatever the road leads to. Time and time again, Firestone Tires. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
You're listening to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with the best of the best, Frank Opinion, and the game weekdays, 3 to 6. I'm Hadley. Join Jim Huer and I for the Big Sports Show, 6:30 to 9, right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
We are Missouri.
How much time a week do you spend watching TV? More than you probably should? What if you could cut back just a fraction of that time to do something that could change your life, like learn another language? If learning a language appeals to you, you're listening to this station at the perfect time, because Rosetta Stone is celebrating its Language for Life event with a life-changing offer. We're offering every caller an absolutely free demo. Yes, a free demo. To try your free demo now, you must call 1-800-400-1798. With Rosetta Stone, nothing stands in your way to learning a new language. No books, rote memorization, or boring drills. Quite simply, it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. There's never been a better time to get started. Participate in the Language for Life event with a free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-400-1798. For your free demo, call 1-800-400-1798. 1-800-400-1798.
France, 1793. While Augustin Dupre was awaiting execution by guillotine, he took from his pocket a prized possession, an angel coin. He rubbed it for good luck and said a prayer. At that very moment, a sudden lightning storm frightened the crowd and the execution was postponed. Dupre was later pardoned and attributed his miraculous survival to the angel coin. For centuries, angel coins have been the center of countless good luck stories. And now good luck is yours. In a world first, Govmint.com is releasing magnificent 1 ounce pure silver angel coins at an historic low and surprisingly affordable price. These dazzling silver angel coins are only available on a first-come, first-served basis, so call immediately. 1-800-600-0438. These 2014 angels are legal tender and 1 ounce of pure silver. Minted in London, England, they magnificently depict St. Michael slaying a fire-breathing dragon with Queen Elizabeth on the reverse. Lock in your historic low price. 1-800-600-0438. 1-800-600-0438.
It is a biting, sharp, fiercely funny play about a young novelist returning home at holiday time to talk about the story she's written about her family, which is not easy sledding.
Stephen Wolf, Artistic Director at The Rep, discussing Other Desert Cities.
This play, Other Desert Cities, was heralded as the best new play by the New York Times last year. The story implicates the family and tells some family secrets. The secrets don't necessarily play well with all of the family.
Things get bumpy when a promising young novelist returns home to get her family's approval of her newest work. Politics, lies, and regrets collide in this Pulitzer Prize-nominated play.
It is a powerhouse play, powerful story, strong family emotions. It is full of wit, it is clever, it's funny, it is unforgettable, it's powerful theater.
The Repertory Theater of St. Louis. For tickets to Other Desert Cities playing February 12th through March 9th, call 968-4925 or visit repstl.org.
Hi, you can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
This message is brought to you by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Do you know what that sound is? That's your new digital marketing department. And that'll be your new web designer. And that's Haibu, where these experts are joined by many more, from web designers to search marketing specialists who work hard to get your business noticed online and on mobile. Best of all, Haibu can do it all for you or give you the tools to do it yourself. To find out more, go to Haibu.com. That's HIBU.com or call 877-938-HIBU. Oh, that'll be your next new customer. Haibu, that'll be your next new customer. Haibu.
Education is key to your future. Education is career and technical education. Let this career prepare you on the path to success. Whether you're in school or looking for a career change, you need the necessary knowledge and skills to prepare for the future. We offer education programs that combine academics, technology, and skill training. Visit dese.mo.gov to learn more. This message was brought to you by the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education.
I've got some love to give.
Ah, love. It makes the world go round.
Looks like someone's in love.
It conquers all and is the driving force behind what makes one person go nuts over another.
Boy, what a kiss that was.
The Big 550 celebrates love and Valentine's Day.
A magically romantic day.
By giving you chances to win daily prizes of a $100 gift card to Candice's Restaurant, a $100 gift certificate from Best Transportation, and a pair of tickets to the new movie, Endless Love. A $300 prize pack to be given away each day.
I'm in love!
To win, register each day on KTRS.com or on Facebook under the Contest and Giveaways tab.
Sounds like love to me.
Love is on the air.
I love you!
From Candice's Restaurant, Best Transportation, Cupid.
That kiss made everything all better.
And the Big 550 KTRS.
Baker Street? Now, I know who this is. Drives me nuts.
Jerry Rafferty?
Yeah, that's it. Thank you. We're going to go to the phones. I see we have some calls. I didn't give the numbers. Let me give them now. We can talk about anything you want. By the way, I haven't had a chance to comment on Jay Leno's final night. I'll do it real quickly. I thought it was fantastic. I know some people made fun of the fact that he got emotional and he lost it, but you never saw Jay Leno do that over the years. And I thought it was genuine, and I thought it was a great last show. And that Billy Crystal, what a talented guy. So long, farewell. You saw it, didn't you?
I missed Billy Crystal's part, but I saw Garth Brooks and
Wow, Jake. What a great... I thought it was really well done. He quoted Carson, but he didn't try to be Carson. The greatest line, unless I'm just forgetting, and the whole thing was Crystal did that Sound of Music, so long, farewell, and then each person came out and had a different line, and Oprah came out and said, Jay, you have really raised the bar. If you were me, you'd give them all a car, and the audience went crazy.
Jack Black's line was funny about if Fallon's ratings are bad, we'll see you back in
3 weeks,
year.
3 weeks or whatever. Yeah, no, that was funny, and I liked it. And I did hear a little, just like 15 minutes of Paul Harris Friday, and he mentioned something that I sort of agree with and wonder about, and that's Jay told the story that his first year as the new host after Carson, his dad died. Next year, his mom died. The next year, his brother died. And he said, so I was pretty much without family. Well, he's been married for 40-something years, but I get it. Your wife is not your family, your blood family.
Right.
I think I get it. I don't think he meant to. He did not ever mention his wife. But the truth is, maybe she didn't want him to. We don't know. Maybe she said, don't do it. Or maybe she didn't really play a big role in that part of his life. She played a bigger role in the time he wasn't doing what he was doing. So I don't know. You can criticize anybody. I thought it was well done. I also think it's a guy who will struggle with retirement. Unlike me, I was supposed to retire at 40. By the way, I have the new calculation worked out. I'd like to share it with you now, and I've run the numbers, and I think I'm going to be able to pull this off. It looks like I will be able to hang this up at 80.
Oh, good.
Because I've been saving money, money, and I think at 80, I'm going to be able to cut it loose. Here we go, 314-969-KTRS, which is 5877, or toll-free, 888-550. KTRS. Russ is waiting. Hello, Russ.
Hello.
How are you?
I'd like to start off by saying hello, Frank, and I am AM in the PM.
Well, thank you. Hallelujah. What can we do for you?
I would like to weigh in on this conversation. I think your program is excellent.
Thank you.
I mean, there's oftentimes that there's intelligent conversation as far as thought-provoking and things that people just normally kind of poo-paw away and just don't pay any attention to. One of them is this issue on gays.
Well, here's the other thing, right, Russ. Not only sometimes do they just gloss over it, sometimes people, but I'm not, but sometimes people are afraid to state the truth.
Well, there's a matter of common sense involved in this debate going on right now over the gay rights issue. I'd like to, first of all, try to eliminate the stuff going on in locker rooms, but focus mainly on military situations, mainly because I think that most athletes could possibly avoid or not put themselves in a position where they're involved with somebody being of the same gender who's sexually attracted to them, whether male or female.
And I know where you're headed with this, and you're absolutely right. Go ahead.
But the military, of course, there's many situations where they're not in the control. They don't have the ability to walk away from a situation like that because of the nature of the job. But one of the things that I find really interesting is if it was a male that was subjected into a female environment like that, there'd be screams and rants and raves about sexual harassment. But the fact of the matter is that there's a male that goes into a male situation where there's openly gay individuals in there. If he makes a comment or says something that's derogatory or negative about it, he's considered homophobic.
Right.
And I don't understand the difference between a sexual harassment based on a female's point of view or sexual harassment based on a male's point of view. And I've never heard in my life, I've never heard of any kind of a landmark case where somebody had filed a sexual harassment claim because of being subjected to that type of situation. I don't know why.
Well, I guess the reason why is sexual harassment almost always applies to heterosexual comments. And
why?
Well, that's a great question. No, I'm with you. I'm on your side. I agree. Why not? If you want equality, you want equal treatment. But here's where I thought you were headed. In the military, you know, when I hear they want to put women in combat, and by the way, the pregnancy rate within the military is out of sight, and the rape rate. The rape is a huge problem in the U.S. military. Look it up.
You hear about this stuff at the Air Force Academy and all over the military, you know, with all these generals that have been squashing this information from being made public, and now they're in the hot seat for that.
Now, do I think that a football player is going to rape another football player? Of course not. Of course not. But it's all kind of, it's all the same ilk here. It's you don't put women in situations for long stretches of time in combat, under stress, away from home, with guys who are all horned. You don't do that.
Well, I don't think I'm outside of the mainstream thought process of most Americans. I don't believe that the gay rate of percentages is as high as the media likes to portray it to be. And I think that most of the working American class in this country are being quieted or ignored. on issues just like this. And this is a big issue because the main number one reason is that it's not politically correct.
And that's why you're going to lose, because it's not politically correct. You know, it's no different than our president. If you criticize our president with just criticism, you're racist. That's why he doesn't get near the criticism. That's why there aren't as many skits on Saturday Night Live making fun of him as there were Bush. That's why lots of things, because if you do it, you're racist. No, you're not. He's the president. Well, that's what we do with presidents.
On things that are outside of the norm, because the rest of us are boring. You know, we live our lives normally. We raise our families. We work day to day. You know, we're not the flamboyant out there, either highfalutin, drug-addicted celebrity or a gay individual that's pushing all these rights. First of all, that doesn't even warrant all this media attention that it's gotten.
No, I agree. I agree. The fact
the
that he called,
pushing
yeah.
this in, it, you know, on the main, to make us think that that's mainstream when it's not. And the second thing is that I am waiting, and I'm hoping and praying for it, that one day there'll be a landmark case that comes down where somebody stands up and says, look, this is wrong to subject me to this type of environment. And, you know, and it's just as wrong in that respect as it is for a man to be inside of a women's locker room when they're in that position where he can oogle them or you know, whatever.
Yeah, I got you. Russ, thank you for the call.
Sure.
Appreciate it. See, hot button topic. It didn't mean for it to go that way necessarily, but it is a big thing in the news, and I'm with him. I don't know that it's really worthy. Okay, I'm out. He says he's out. They knew he was out. Does it really require all of this? If it's stirred up, it's called up because it's stirred up because the media can stir it up. One more quick one, then we'll take a break here. Jeff's on the line. Hello, Jeff. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm doing great. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Frank, I'm going to give that show last night a 3.9999, and
okay.
Like I said to Dan, I'll tell you why real quick.
Okay.
I sang along with just about every song, you know, during the show, and the second part of it I had to watch on the DVR because we had to go down to Kirkwood to pick my daughter up from the train. And every time I wanted to fast forward it to get to Paul and Ringo at the end, I found myself just listening. The only part musically I didn't care for was Stevie Wonder's version of "We Can Work It Out," and I didn't like it in 1966 when he did it.
No, I agree. I didn't like it either.
Yeah, and I was 14 at the time when they came on Ed Sullivan the first time, and you had to sit through, you know, the Plate Jugglers and Topol Gigio. He was okay,
right.
But you know, you had an Edie Gourmet to get to the rock and roll or the pop music acts that were at the beginning and the end of the show. And last night was kind of a variety show. I really didn't mind Katy Perry that much.
No, I didn't mind. Look, it was a great variety show, and it was music you could at least understand and sing along to. But I took a lot of points away from them for all the time they put the camera on Yoko Ono.
Yeah, but that was on a... I think we knew that was going to happen.
I didn't.
By the way, the worst Yoko Ono song, you guys played one the other week that really, you know... wasn't that bad compared to this one. Look for Don't Worry, Kyoko. Mom is only looking for a hand in the snow.
Beyond, we need to find that. Beyond.